Here on the floor of AgConnect Expo, I'm at the Sunbelt Biofuels booth. I have with me Philip Jennings and John Holmes. And I guess, guys, I'll have both of you here in the interview. Whoever wants to answer, speak up. But tell me, first of all, a little bit about this company and what you all do.
Okay, we are taking a biofeedstock, giant miscanthus. We're taking it commercial for Mississippi State University in Starkville, Mississippi. We have been in the turf grass business for 12 years, and we have taken a lot of grasses to all parts of the world, and this grass has attracted our interest, particularly for biomass applications. So that's what we're doing. We're propagating, we're growing in Georgia to commercialize the product.
Well, how would you describe where you're at right now in terms of your plan, your to build this business?
Well, we have had a lot of people from power companies, pellet brokers, many people there, and we are beginning to sign contracts now because of our propagation numbers. We anticipate some very large acreages over the next 2 to 3 years.
Now, you've got a brand name for your giant miscanthus. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, freedom was a play on words a little bit on just getting away freedom from foreign oil, foreign energy sources.
Well, I am all for that, believe me, and frankly think that's one of the really desirable things about the fact that we are developing new alternative energy sources. Tell me What is it that you think about this particular feedstock that makes it especially suited for, I assume, cellulosic production here?
Well, I think that because we have to go the cellulosic route with biofuels, we're going to have to go in that direction. We know of no other plant that is a perennial, that is renewable as fast as it is, that can give us the masses of biomass that we're looking for. And if you read the data and look at the press releases, there are companies that are now saying we have the ability to turn cellulose to ethanol, and we have moved our numbers from the 50s and the 60s up to 100 gallons per ton. If you look at how valuable this is compared to other crops that they're using now, we're using a non-food source. If we produce 20 to 25 tons per acre per year, dry matter, that means we're producing up to 2,500 tons of cellulose ethanol a year. So if we want to shoot down the road to independence as fast as we can, we think we have one of the answers.
Well, how would that how would this product compare with one that's gotten a lot of press and publicity, i.e. switchgrass, for example?
Okay, well, we're four times the yield, first of all. Most of the time, switchgrass will not last but 3 years, and then it begins to deteriorate and go away. We have research that shows that this variety yields increase, even all the way, or maintain themselves through year 12 in our study. So every year you simply come back and you have very low input cost in growing this material. We're not an almost equal exchange. We put very little input cost into this as far as fossil fuels to turn it in to many times what we burn.
So if people want more information, how would they find that right now?
They can visit the website, sunbeltbiofuelsllc.com, or they can look up Freedom Giant Miscanthus.
Okay. Well, I'll also ask you, since we're at the first time for this show, what do you think of AgConnect Expo as a show so far?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of industry people here. And there is a lot of interest in farmers wanting to take this product to the next level. Once we get the product, we won't have any problems with the ethanol facilities coming to us. If we can say to them, we have you an unlimited supply. If you have the technology to make this into 100 gallons, we're your source. We can give you a great fingerprint here with just a few thousand acres, and we can let you produce large amounts of ethanol.
Great. Well, I want to thank you guys very much for taking a few minutes to speak with me here at Ag Connect Expo out on the show floor in Orlando, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.